You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
And so, if you look at the 49ers' current cap situation, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players currently who are scheduled to count $10 million or more against the cap. And that is in order from least to most. So Brandon Ayuk is first there with a $14.1 million cap hit, which is very, very close to the same cap hit as Christian McCaffrey. Nick Bosa's cap hit in 2024 is $14.6 million. Javon Hargrave, $15.4 million. Charvarius Ward, $18.4 million. George Kittle, $21.9 million. Fred Warner, $24.5 million. Eric Armstead, $28.3 million, Debo Samuel, $28.6 million, and Trent Williams, $31.5 million. Now, here's where things get a little dicey for the 49ers. Of those players, of those, again, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 players that are counting as $10 million or more, really it's $14 million or more. Because Dre Greenlaw is next at $9.6 million, so not quite 10. But of those 10 players, only half of them are still in their 20s. Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, Charvarius Ward, and Fred Warner. Javon Hargrave, George Kittle, Eric Armstead, Trent Williams. I'm sorry. Debo Samuel will be 29. Those are older players. Those aren't players that you're necessarily thinking, yeah, I would like to pay tens of millions of dollars to those players for the next 2 to 3 years. And that's where things get a little dicey, because in order for the 49ers to get some cap space, they're going to have to restructure some of those contracts. Now, one of the ways that they can get cap space for 2024 is to extend Brandon Ayuk, because if they extend Brandon Ayuk, they can lower that $14 million cap hit, because it's a fifth year option. So that $14 million is fully guaranteed. And so in order for them to save money on that, they need to extend Ayuk so that they can then take that guaranteed money and spread it out over the life of a new contract, which would lower his cap hit. They could effectively save anywhere from $7 to $10 million just by extending Brandon Ayuk. Now, again, you're saving it for 2024, right? And we know that Brandon Ayuk is going to want, at the very least, a fair market deal, which means that he's, you know, probably looking at $25 to $30 million a year. But again, you can massage that and make it hit the cap at much lower numbers. But outside of that, the three biggest contracts are Trent Williams, Debo Samuel, and Eric Armstead, 31.5, 28.6, and $28.3 million. Of those three, I don't think, and I said this last episode, we looked it up, I don't think they're even going to touch Debo Samuel's contract. And the reason being is because there is an out in his contract after the 2024 season. They can get out of that contract after 2024 and have a dead cap hit of about $12 million, which would be a savings of roughly $12 million because he is scheduled to make $24.2 million in 2025. I don't know. Debo Samuel is a favorite of Kyle Shanahan. And perhaps Kyle goes to John and says, listen, I want this guy here. We're not going to cut him after 2025, so we might as well restructure him. They could. They absolutely could. If they restructure Debo's deal for 2024, let's see, they would save $15.1 million, which would put them under the cap just by that one restructure. They can save $14.2 million if they restructure Trent Williams. They can save $12.2 million if they restructure Eric Armstead. They can save $10.7 million if they restructure Fred Warner. Really, I think those four players are the likeliest. George Kittle, they could save about $9 million if they restructure Kittle's contract. But again, Kittle's on the wrong side of 30 now. And when you restructure a deal, you are just kicking the can down the road. And if this is the last ride, perhaps that is what they're wanting to do, what they're willing to do. It's hard to know. But Kyle Shanahan doesn't necessarily strike me as the, we have to win it this year. And if that means that we're going to be in salary cap hell for the next five, I'm in. I just don't think he's willing to do that. You know, I think Kyle wants to compete year in and year out. And I appreciate that about him. And, you know, if you restructure all these deals for older guys, then you're going to be paying dead money, you know, two, three, sometimes four seasons after they're done playing or they're not on the team anymore. And that's a lot of dead cap for a team that wants to compete year in and year out. Another way that they could save money with Eric Armstead is to essentially offer him an extension, which would give him one more season, and you could perhaps cut his cap number in half, right? So instead of paying him $28 million for this one season, you could pay him $28 million over the next two. That would be a way to save money, and a creative one at that. But Eric Armstead dealt with plantar fasciitis for five games this season, also had a torn meniscus, also dealt with plantar fasciitis last season. He is going to be, let's see, he is 31 right now. And so again, the wrong side of 30, but if you're looking for your last ride, there are ways to do that. So will the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk? I am on record saying no, they will not trade Brandon Ayuk. I think they recognize how important Ayuk is to this offense, to the future of this team. He has a great rapport with Brock Purdy, and I don't think they're willing to mess with that for a first-round pick. Now, you may be in the camp that says, listen, wide receivers, they're kind of a dime a dozen. We get so many of them that come out every year. This is a bumper crop for receivers this season. I'd be willing to trade Brandon Ayuk for a mid first round pick so we can address the offensive line. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you, but I think that the 49ers can still address the offensive line without having to trade one of their best players and still stand pat at 31. I think offensive line is the most important group that this team needs to upgrade this season. And I think that they can through the draft. But I don't think they need to trade up by trading arguably their best wide receiver in order to do that. So,
did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Again, all of these roster situations are fluid. None of us really know what they're going to do. There are reports out there that the 49ers are probably going to cut Greenlaw and Juszczyk and in order to save money. And again, I just don't see them making drastic changes to this team. I genuinely believe that they have it in their mind that they are going to run it back one more time. Right or wrong, running it back is their best shot at winning a Super Bowl in 2024. And if they don't run it back and they get rid of some of those key contributors, I just don't think that their Super Bowl window is open in 2024. And so, no, I don't think they're going to get rid of any names that you know that you've grown to love. I think that they're going to do some cap gymnastics. They're going to bring everybody back. They may even look to add one or two players, maybe along the offensive line. I think they'll draft for offensive line. I think they'll draft for defensive line because they always do. But they've got an opportunity. This is probably the last one with this core, but they have an opportunity to run it back and make it back to the Super Bowl. But A, they got to get this defensive coordinator hire correct. And B, they've got to upgrade this offensive line. And it'll be interesting to see how they do it, whether it's free agency, draft, whatever the case may be. But to me, those are the two keys for them to have the best opportunity to run it back and get that sixth Lombardi.